Phase 2 of the Keck Planet Imager and Characterizer, System-Level Laboratory Characterization and Preliminary On-Sky Commissioning, by Daniel Eshewadi et al. The Keck Planet Imager and Characterizer, KPIC, is a series of upgrades for the Keck 2 Adaptive Optics, AO, system and the NIRSPEC spectrograph to enable diffraction-limited, high-resolution, R-30,000, spectroscopy of exoplanets and low-mass companions in the KNL bands. Phase 1 consisted of single-mode fiber injection extraction units, FIU, FU, used in conjunction with an H-band pyramid wavefront sensor. Phase 2, deployed and commissioned in 2022, adds a 1000 actuator deformable mirror, beam-shaping optics, a vortex coronagraph, and other upgrades to the FIU, FU. The use of single-mode fibers provides a gain in stellar rejection, a substantial reduction in sky background, and an extremely stable line spread function on the spectrograph. In this paper we present the results of extensive system-level laboratory testing and characterization showing the instrument's phase 2 throughput, stability, repeatability, and other key performance metrics prior to delivery and during installation at Keck. We also demonstrate the capabilities of the various observing modes enabled by the new system modules using internal test light sources. Finally, we show preliminary results of on-sky tests performed in the first few months of Phase 2 commissioning along with the next steps for the instrument. Once commissioning of Phase 2 is complete, KPIC will continue to characterize exoplanets at an unprecedented spectral resolution, thereby growing its already successful track record of 23 detected exoplanets and brown dwarfs from Phase 1. Using the new Vortex Fiber Nulling VFN mode, Phase 2 will also be able to search for exoplanets at small angular separations less than 45 milliarcseconds, which conventional coronagraphs cannot reach. This was Phase 2 of the Keck Planet Imager and Characterizer, System-Level Laboratory Characterization and Preliminary On-Sky Commissioning, by Daniel Eshewadi et al.